From WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. On the year anniversary of Hurricane Irma making landfall in southwest Florida, we're taking a look back at the damage and the recovery since. WGCU's Rachel Iacovoni reports from one of the hardest hit and most overlooked areas in the region.
Lisa Castaneda lives with her mother in Immokalee. The young woman is bilingual, but when I meet them both, I ask my questions in Spanish so her mom, Saida, can tell me about La Tormenta, too. How was your house afterward? I begin.
¿Cómo estuvo tu casa después?
Se llenó de agua por la the lake, por la laguna. Mucho de las chingas, the shingles, se cayeron. So eso afectó nuestro roof.
El techo.
Lisa tells me their home along Lake Trafford filled with water. Most of the shingles fell off the roof. El techo, her mother corrects. So did you tell anyone? I ask. FEMA?
¿Le dijiste a alguien? FEMA?
Sí, la avisamos, pero...
Yes, we told them, but... Saida cuts in. They took too long, she says.
¿Tardaron mucho para arreglarlos o que nosotros lo arreglamos sí, personalmente? Yeah.
So they fixed the damage themselves. Lisa's a communication student at Florida Gulf Coast University. Her mom is a farm worker who usually works in the orange fields. So they found the disaster aid within their tight-knit community for cheaper and faster. Across town, mass lets out at Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church. Hungry parishioners line up for the homemade tacos around back, where Irene Barnhart Sauceda is manning the outdoor grill.
We were out of power for 17 days. I think we were the last group to get power in Immokalee.
Barnhart Sauceda, her husband, and their three boys live on the inland-most edge of town, so they never got the break of the eye passing over, just the eye wall for the entirety of the slow-moving storm's landfall.
It took off our pool cage, our lanais. We had flood damage in our barn, our sheds, our other rooms.
The family's repairs are beginning with a pool cage, a year later, on the very day Irma tore it from their home.
We've been waiting and waiting. There's just too many people that needed repairs.
Despite the wait, Barnhart Sauceda says she feels blessed that it wasn't worse. She tells me what many in Immokalee have since Irma. Thank God. Gracias a Dios. Rachel Iacovoni, WGCU News, Immokalee.